You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Cindy Rodriguez in for Tanzina Vega. In Florida, voters flocked to the polls at record numbers on Tuesday. They cast their votes just 2 days after a shooter opened fire during a Madden NFL video game tournament in Jacksonville. The gunman killed two others before taking his own life. It was just one of a series of mass shootings in Florida in recent years. In 2016, 49 people were killed at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, and 17 people were killed in February at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School in Parkland.
Hi, I'm Madeline from Orlando.
This is David from Miami.
Sheree from Jacksonville.
My name is Jeffrey. I'm from Boca Raton. Yes, I am considering gun control to be a very important issue.
I have voted for those who have strong gun control policies.
I'm specifically looking for candidates with the courage and the moral clarity to combat the NRA's grip on policymaking.
I'm not going to support a candidate who calls for an increase of guns in schools or offers thoughts and prayers when children are murdered.
Leave gun control alone. It's very distracting and will hurt the Democrats in the general election.
Thanks to our Florida listeners for those comments. So gun rights matter to voters, but what about the candidates? Emily Mahoney is Florida politics reporter for the Miami Herald and the Tampa Bay Times. She joins us to talk about how they're responding and what Tuesday's results say about the issue in the state. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Can you set the stage for us in Florida? What's the conversation around guns been like in the state over the past 6 months?
Sure. Well, the conversation only really started heating up again after the February shooting in Parkland, where we saw massive marches in Tallahassee at the very end of our legislative session. Parkland students, along with people from all over the state, showed up and pretty much demanded in right in front of the lawmakers that they pass change. And that really did result in some of the first restrictions on gun rights in Florida in about a decade. They passed a 3-day waiting period when people purchased guns. They raised the age from 18 to 21 to purchase all types of guns, not just some. And they banned bump stocks. And that law did a lot of other things in regards to school safety and mental health funding for schools as well. But in terms of restricting gun rights, that was pretty unprecedented. So this has been a conversation going into the governor's race now, whether or not these new candidates for governor support what that bill did. And based on the results last night, it looks like it's going to be a huge ideological break between Ron DeSantis, the Republican nominee, and Andrew Gillum, the Democratic nominee, who are pretty much on complete opposite sides of the spectrum when it comes to gun control.
Okay, so let's talk about last night. What happened? Did the candidates who favor stricter gun laws win? You've already mentioned one, Andrew Gillum.
Right. Andrew Gillum pulled off a huge upset last night. He has very, some would call extreme, but he has very strong views on gun control. And he has advocated for things like banning military-style assault weapons and really making it harder for people to get guns and for guns to get into the wrong hands.
Okay. And you mentioned big marches in Tallahassee earlier. He's the mayor of Tallahassee, correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
And so tell us how his Republican opponent, Ron DeSantis, differs from him.
So as I mentioned, he falls pretty much on the opposite side of the ideological spectrum on many things, but gun control is certainly one of them. So the law that I mentioned earlier that was signed after the Parkland shooting, that was signed by Rick Scott, who is a Republican. But in the race, Ron DeSantis has already indicated that he would not have signed that bill into law, even though he comes from the same party as Rick Scott. And he is much more in favor of more narrow policies that specifically target people with criminal histories or histories of mental illness from purchasing firearms, but does not support any kind of blanket restrictions.
You've mentioned Parkland several times. After the mass shooting that left 17 people dead, a movement started, and students like Emma Gonzalez and David Hogg became household names. What role did they play, and did they have an impact?
I think we all had that same question going into last night's election results. And I think with the election of Andrew Gillum, the answer most likely to that question is yes. Because when you look at, and we're still, it's the morning after the election, we still have a lot more digging through the election results to do and the data that comes with it. But all early indications show that Andrew Gillum most likely won last night's nomination because of votes from the African American community and from young people who typically have lower voter turnout than other demographics. And young people, I think, tend to align themselves more with people like Bernie Sanders. I mean, but when Bernie Sanders ran for president, we saw a lot of college kids, for example, supporting him. And Andrew Gillum has shown himself to be of very similar ideology. So I think the answer to that is probably yes, that the Parkland kids and their massive voter registration drives that they conducted in the state and in the country, for that matter, after Parkland, might have played a role in his victory last night.
Okay. And can we say that the NRA had equal influence in getting DeSantis elected?
The NRA always has influence, and they have definitely supported DeSantis. So, of course, their efforts are much more behind the scenes. Usually they're not driving around in a bus, but Ron DeSantis made his support of the Second Amendment a prominent feature of his campaign. So I'm sure that had something to do with it.
Okay, so now that the primaries are over, how do you expect this gun rights discussion to continue?
I'm sure that it will be a flashpoint for the race going forward. Like I said, these two candidates are very opposite when it comes to ideology. It really will become a battle of the bases, I believe, in November. And it'll be interesting to see how either of them tries to capture the middle. We have a lot of NPAs, as they're called in Florida, or the no party affiliations. It's basically our version of independence. So a lot of people who are in the middle, and we'll see how gun rights plays into that, whether either of the candidates will shift a little bit more center on gun rights to try to capture some of those votes, or if they will stay firmly within their base and hope that they can convince people to vote for them anyway.
Emily Mahoney is the Florida politics reporter for the Miami Herald and the Tampa Bay Times. Emily, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.